the very young season right now. A lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you
live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Welcome into the Blitz here on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Today is Tuesday, July 16th. We are one day away from the 17th, which is a big deal in itself. Gentlemen, I missed you guys. I'm back. I spent the weekend in muggy, rundown Jacksonville, Florida.
Whoa. Run down.
Jacksonville's run down?
I'll be honest, it was more run down than I thought. You know, we went on kind of the main street that leads into the stadium, probably about two and a half, 3 miles, and there were like 3 sports bars open.
Was it called Main Street?
It was called Bay Street. So Bay leads all the way up from the Big Blue Bridge into the stadium. But, I mean, it was good. It's always fun to be on the beach. Jacksonville Beach was fairly nice.
This looks like a nice city, Rick.
Well, so that was the thing, right, is that, you know, I didn't really have much expectations of Jacksonville, Florida, right? I obviously knew that it's no Miami, it's no Orlando, but I didn't really have big expectations. Now, I went to this trip with my dad, and he said, you know, back 5-10 years ago, we did a lot of traveling to Jacksonville for his work, and the city, he just said, is completely different than where it was 5+ years ago. And so we got a bunch of information that the Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, is now buying up all the real estate kind of around the downtown area, and he's going to fix it all up.
Interesting.
Wow.
So is your dad a big wrestling fan?
Not particularly. Like, we went for, if you missed this, we went for the...
I mean, does he watch wrestling?
He watches it sometimes. He watches.
You even have your little hat on today.
I did. I bought a hat.
Your little...
AEW.
Your little WCW hat over there.
I did. I had to buy some merchandise. I had to do it. But I went to Jacksonville for the All Elite Wrestling show. It's called Fight for the Fallen.
Sounds intense.
It was good.
Fight for the Fallen.
Well. Before you snicker at it, because it is.
It was something from the military. Is it charity?
It is a little bit of a cheesy name, but it was for
charity.
Jacksonville has dealt with some fairly strong gun violence in the last year or two, and so basically this one was all the proceeds that they make via the ticket sales went to the gun violence relief, charity, whoever. And so that at the end of the show, you know, they came out with the big check. Everyone's got a big check. If you're donating to charity, had $150,000 on it. So that's where the name came from.
Seems a little cheap.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a big venue. I think $150,000 is a pretty good deal.
Is this just like some... is this actually really popular?
Yeah, it is. And you can ask, you know, the people, like, what the kind people of big, who follow it. You
is
know,
this
you can
all
ask
like
John,
new
wrestling?
Is this new, like, the new wrestling personalities, like, involved with this? Or is this, like, some ones that you know that went over there, like, kind of with, like, I guess, the AFL
Well, so it's a little bit of both, right? It's this company, and it will never compete with the WWE because the WWE is just a global juggernaut. I don't even know what it would take for them to fall. Just a total meteor wipeout, right? But this was created by a bunch of the wrestlers you may know, right? People may know from back in the day. Dustin Rhodes, right? You have both Gold sons Dust. Of Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, right? They're two of the guys that started this. Chris Jericho.
So you're talking about Gold Dust?
Yeah.
Just call him Gold Dust. Chris Jericho. Gold Dust.
Chris Jericho is in it, so they kind of came together and they made what this is, but then they use a lot of other different talent. And so basically, you know, they just say they want to give an alternative to the WWE. It's a lot more bloody. It's a lot more brutal, right? You can, you know, the language is...
It's not for kids?
I wouldn't entirely say it's for kids. Meanwhile, you know, that's kind of what the WWE does. So it was fun. We got to see that. We got to see Chris Jericho... kick some ass. We had great seats.
Did you, in y'all's wrestling terminology, did you mark out? Is that what it is?
Oh, Chance.
Is that what it is? Chance. Did I get it right?
I'm so proud of you.
Did I get it right?
I'm so proud of you, Chance.
I got a buddy that
you did.
Is
we
like
marked
you.
Out. We were marks, and we marked out.
I don't know what that means.
It's like when you get like, all right, so I got a buddy. He's like my age. I mess with him like I mess with Rick. The fact that he loves wrestling, but he loves it.
Yeah.
His name is Skinny. Maybe he's listening.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. He's a lot taller than me. He's like 6'7". But
that didn't sound like
him. But yeah, he told me mark out. Is that like when you get like so engulfed into the story?
It's the epitome of the line, it's still real to me.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
It's still real to
it's me. Like when you really get into it, you mark out, Brandon.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You get engulfed in the theater. Aspect of it.
So Rick went to wrestling.
It's good to have you back, Rick.
I went on a fishing trip as well. Me and my dad were wearing our Tennessee gear. Our captain of the boat was a Florida Gator, and the deckhand was a Kentucky Wildcat. So that happened as well.
Wow.
That was a little weird.
Were they trash talking you?
No. Even though they probably should have. I mean, we were decked out in our Tennessee stuff. They probably could have had plenty to say, but, you know, I don't really think that either of them were great fishermen. Absolutely, they were great fishermen. I don't know if they were the most intelligent in football or basketball, or maybe they just were nice guys. I don't know. So, that's a little bit about my weekend. What has happened in the days that I've missed with you guys?
Let's see. Not much. I mean, I had a good weekend, Rick. I didn't do any deep-sea fishing or marking out. But it was nice. Got SEC Media Day started yesterday.
Yep.
Jeremy Pruitt hits the podium today. 2:30 hits the podium. I think that just means we're a little bit closer to football. That's what we're excited about. That's the gist of it. We want to hear what it's gonna be exciting to hear what Garantano has to say. Hear what Pruitt has to say about year two with the guys, about his new staff. Hear from those Daryl Taylor and also who's the other guy, Brandon?
It's Garantano, Taylor, and...
Batuli.
Yeah.
Big play Batuli. So, yeah.
So, those are all coming up. Is it just Pruitt today, or do we have the players as well today?
No, the players go today.
The players will go as well today.
They just meet at different times.
Yes. Okay. Tennessee goes today.
So, tomorrow we'll certainly have plenty of that information to break down here on the show. What does today's show look like? It will be pure gold. There is a very good SEC East kind of preview, so we will kind of take a look into that about what ESPN thinks about Tennessee and basically in comparison to the SEC East. We will look at other East schools if we so choose, if there's something to it. There's a good article that we had to break down about the Tennessee state of the program. So Brandon told me you guys discussed this for a split second yesterday, but I want to get into this a little bit more. The NFL owners proposing an 18-game schedule. I would love to get into that more at some point today because to me that is the most ludicrous, ridiculous, stupidest decision that I could ever see them doing.
You don't like more football?
It's not about more football. It's about the quality of football.
Oh, look at Rick.
All that and more coming up in the rest of the show today. If you would like to give us a call, go ahead at 865-546-8255. 8200. We'll get into the opening drive next, and then Tennessee sports after. AM back here on the Blitz. We will push the opening drive back a little while because we have two A-listers on the phones that we will go ahead and jump to the Fan Run phone lines right now and get to. First up on the table today is T-Carp. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hope everyone is doing well. You have a good little fun vacation, you said?
I did.
And all that good stuff.
It was a great getaway. It's nice to be, on the beach. There's never a bad time to be there.
No. Beach is phenomenal. I really kind of wanted to get into what you said about the NFL thing real quick, then.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, man. I work in the retail world, mixed a little bit with the doctor world, and they do stupid stuff all the time. Unfortunately, I work for a chain, and what happens is they get this mindset of they get this money mindset in their head rather than thinking this through. I think the NFL is doing the same thing, as how can we get more money? And we've seen baseball and the NBA, their games aren't meaningful at all, especially regular season games. It has to be till after the midway point that baseball games are meaningful. And NBA, I really don't feel like the NBA is meaningful. No one really pays attention to it until playoffs time. And with the NFL, things are still meaningful. Every game is meaningful. And I think by adding those extra ones, you're just going to start having those into the game. If someone's already made the playoffs, they're just going to rest their starters even more, and it's not good football, and I don't like it. I don't think it's good for football to have more. Right now, you've got plenty. You could even scale it back a few games, and I think it'd be just fine. Rick, do you agree?
Yes, and I think what you're saying is totally right. I think that if the NFL goes through with this is a insult to the fans, right? And I get that there's a sense of, hey, we're giving you more football, and you get to watch your favorite team two more times, and it's going to be great. But that is not the case, right? First off, we do see how these injuries mount up. We see that all the time. And so, yes, I would love to see more football, but you also understand that this is the real world. And then my second point is that, they're saying that each player would have a 16-game limit.
Yeah, they'd have to sit. And that's what me and Brandon talked about somewhat yesterday. What would you do in, a tiebreaker situation and, your guy needs to sit now? Or meaningful games down the stretch. It probably would happen to where it'd be disadvantaged to a certain team having to sit a player or something. And then, the NFL talks about player safety, but this doesn't really scream player safety by adding more games. So we're talking about 18 games and then also the four preseason games. We wanted less preseason games. The NFL wants to give us more games. We just don't really need – we just need, two preseason games. We don't really need more games. I love football. I like more football. But at the same time, what you're saying, it gets to a point of, just diminishing, you're just putting it out there just to make money, and the quality you'll start to see a drop, a decline in the quality of play.
Right. Right. If you look at anything or any product that is great quality, it's usually not, it's not a whole bunch of it. It takes time, all that. And I agree with the football metaphor using that as well. I do want to put this out there. When I played it, yes, it was a long time ago, but we did very well, and we played in 15 games for three seasons as high school football players. As I remember, most of us had shoulder surgery or knee injuries or whatnot. After the season, if you look back, a lot of these guys now on those teams, I personally had two shoulder surgeries from it, and playing those 15, 16 games, and not obviously not being a professional athlete, but being a professional athlete and still playing 15, 16 games, it wears on your body just terribly. So, yeah, more games for these guys is not prolonging and giving your and getting the team's good, giving the fans, excuse me, a good product, because all you're doing is just wearing down your good guys. Because, I mean, you can't have a good player that lasts the entire season. Like, I mean, tell me a prolific player that has not had two or three season-ending injuries. Like, I don't know if I can name one.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then I think, you know, the final part of the conversation is just, hey, this is a cheap shot at, you know, some of the fan experience that might come from it, right? I think a lot of us have memories when we were young of going to, you know, that NFL game, right? Maybe our dad took us, our mom, our brother, our sister, our grandparents, whoever it was, right? But a lot of us got that incredible experience when we were a kid. So say you're a Titans fan, you're 14, you're 15 years old, you're finally getting to go to Nissan Stadium for the first time, right? The Titans are playing the New York Giants, right? And this comes in between, maybe they're playing the Chiefs and the Bears, right? Just metaphorically or hypothetically. You go to that game, maybe your dad or your mom is taking you for the first time. Oh, man, it looks like, you know, just announces that Marcus Mariota and Kevin Byard are not playing, right? Because it's an easy game. They feel like they will need those two guys more down the stretch. They won't be able to rest them. Well, then you're cheapening the whole fan experience, right? You're giving a whole stadium a product that doesn't include the most desired people on the floor. And not because of injury, not because something happens, but because you put some kind of game limit because you just want two more games of selling tickets across 32 teams.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think it's a good idea. Guys, thank you so much. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, T-Carp.
Intern Matt says that if they won 18 games, they should remove two of the preseason games and add two of the regular season games. I still don't know if that, because even in those preseason
games. We don't need more games. We just need to take away some preseason games.
Take away the two preseason games.
16 games is fine.
Yeah. No one, who was complaining about the NFL season? People complain about the baseball season.
They've already, the NFL season is already like year round now with the way they, the offseason stuff too. So like, it's never like you don't have any NFL.
I don't think people are complaining. I think now that people are, now that the idea is out there of 18 games and more football, people are just like, oh yeah, that sounds good. More football sounds good.
Yeah, but you don't really think about it, right? It's just like the 18 games, it's not only bad for the fan experience because you get the players who are limited to games, but you also, you know, you put a hurting on these players, right? And a lot of times we look at them as video game characters, or a lot of times we look at them as characters in movies, right? To where whatever they're going through right now, maybe that's not entirely real life. But the issue is, and the reality is that these are real people, and they do get concussions, and they do suffer from CTE. And somewhere in us, we do care about these players. Let's sideline that conversation for a second, though. Let's jump back over to the fan-run phone lines and take a call from the mayor, Phil. Phil, how you doing?
Well, you say, Rick, sounds to me like you're refreshed going down there to Gatorland.
I mean, I was refreshed with the beach, the Florida atmosphere, and all the Florida gear in every gas station and pop-up shop that you see did get nauseating after a while.
Well, you should move to order of Chances part of the state, and you might see less of it.
The colors Touché. Might change a little bit, yeah.
Touche.
I thought Brandon and Chance did a good job yesterday, and that intern, Matt, I suppose Rick got back pretty quick, you know?
Hey, Matt's a superstar in the making. Now, I listened to these guys' show a little bit on Friday and a little bit yesterday. I was impressed. They held it down very well.
Well, they're warriors. They know how to do it. Guys, has Cornbread already been on the podium?
Nah, he goes on at 2:30, Phil.
On 2:30?
Yeah, 2:30 he'll be on the
and
podium.
Then I was hearing the preseason show, and they were talking about Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes had a press conference this morning.
Not that I was informed of.
he was talking about Lamonte Turner and all that. I mean, I was kind of out and about, you know, didn't hear it all. But
well, we're going to find that out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brandon's
if,
on it
if,
right
if,
now.
If he actually had a press conference this morning, I was not informed.
Yeah, I've not seen anything. I don't.
I'm sure it's basketball related. Chance to find it up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I figured it out for you, Phil. I did see where Jordan Bone took to Twitter. He was very congratulatory of all his teammates. Everybody signed a contract. I don't know if you guys saw the news last night, but Kyle Alexander signs with the Heat as well.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit. But Kyle, Phil, he averaged about 5 points in summer league. You know, not the greatest, but he averaged 6 rebounds. And for his length and his size, I mean, that's what teams are going to be looking for. Now, it's not, you know, the same inside-out game. But if he can, you know, go in there, get you 8 points and 8 boards a night, I mean, he'll be a serviceable role player on a team for quite a while.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's all he's got to do. I mean, think about the guys that just stayed in the league for quite a long time. As long as you're just going to rebound and just do all the dirty work that guys today, a little bit too much finesse, they don't want to do all that stuff. So, yeah, Kyle signed. Jordan Bone signed his two-way contract. Grant Williams signed a really nice contract, 11.8 over the next 3 years, I believe, or 4 years. And Admiral, even, he's going to be making under $1 million. So that speaks volumes for Barnes when you talk about hitting the recruiting trail. All those guys, you know, who would have thought that these guys would have signed NBA contracts? I don't think – now, maybe one, I don't think you could have said that all four of those guys would have signed.
Rick, did you talk to any Florida fans who's down there?
Did I talk to any Florida fans?
Yeah.
I had one drive me around on a boat for 5 hours.
Huh. Y'all talk about the meatloaf mowing?
Meatloaf
Dude,
mowing.
I don't know if this guy even would have known that Mullen was his head coach. He was a great guy.
He probably thought Urban Meyer was still the coach.
Well, he talked a lot about Urban Meyer. That was, man, we need to get back to Urban Meyer. You know, this guy was awesome. He was fun to talk to. I just don't necessarily know if he was up to date on all of his sports information.
Well,
seems typical.
Okay, have you back here, Rick. You're, sound like you got a little, some Melio for the show today. See you.
Oh.
I got some what?
Melio before the show.
Hmm.
Well.
Mm. I think he said. I think he's saying you're amped up.
A little bit. That's Rick,
my,
though.
I have
a little bit.
Caffeine. I do.
You got a big gulp over there.
Well, I was excited to get back. It's weird. You know, that was like 2 straight weeks of having 4 day breaks.
Yeah.
I was tired of it. Enough of that.
Enough is enough, Rick Butler.
That's right.
Hey, 865-546-8200. Right before we get to break, let's go ahead and take a call from one of our favorites. Big Josh is on the line. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hey, good to hear from you as always.
Hey, first off, I don't know what T-Cart's been watching, but last time I checked, baseball games in April and baseball games in September count the same, man. NFL games count the same. I don't get why you don't want to see 2 more regular season games when, you know, you got 4 preseason games. You talk about meaningless football.
Yeah, I think that, like, his point, Rick's point, and what I said, too, is, like, just you put so many games out there, and they're talking about, you know, players can only play 16 of these 18 games. Like, you're going to start to, like, get a diminishing return. Like, you might just overdo it to an extent. You can only – My point of view, you don't give me so much football before. I'm not going to focus on it.
Well, you water down the product when
exactly,
you're taking out multiple players of each game that are contributing to your team, right? I want to see these teams full strength.
I think when you add that to it, you make people even think more and talk more about it. I think you add to the product.
I mean,
you get more people talking about it. Hey, is he going to play this week? Is he not going to play?
Yeah.
For me, I want to see football. I want to see football that counts, not – 4 preseason games, and if I'm a season ticket holder who has to pay full price for preseason games to get season tickets, you know, I'd much rather have 18 games.
And you're right. I think, hypothetically, say this rule goes through right this second, you know, for the next couple of months, that is the conversation we're having is, hey, well, where does it look like on our schedule that maybe Marcus Mariota can sit, right? Oh, okay, well, where can we get Derrick Henry where can we give him some rest in the season? We believe that we might be fighting towards the end of the season, so we don't have time to rest. That is a conversation, and ultimately, you know, maybe that even would be fun to have. I just don't think we need it. It's one of those situations where, hey, if it's not broken, don't fix it, right? You add these games, and, you know, sure, you are watching football for longer, and you know, you do get now 18 weeks of, or I guess, what is it, 16, 14, whatever it is, weeks of overlapping football between college football and the NFL. Everybody loves that. But to me, it's just we're having a good thing right now. And I would rather talk about the team's full strength versus having the conversation of, well, you're going to be down two players this week. Who's it going to be, you know, and all this and that. But I do see your point.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't see where two more weeks of preseason trumps 2 weeks of this. I mean, it seems like obvious.
Well, we can't agree on the preseason part. I think all four of us here, you know, agree that preseason
who wants
is stupid.
Football? Everybody loves football. I mean, what do you want to watch? Nobody wants to watch baseball. I mean, you just want to not watch anything?
I do think it's weird, though, like, just thinking about you're watching a game and a game that actually counts, like you were talking about, Josh, games that actually count where you don't have, I don't know, you're a Steelers fan, Josh, that you don't have Ben Roethlisberger out there. He can play. He's not hurt, but he can't play because of some rule. Because
he's got to sit
that
out.
Limits how many games
he can
play.
But I think me being a Steelers fan, it helps me because my organization's run right. We've got good management.
But
this rule would benefit us.
But we say – but I'm sorry, Josh.
In you know, how the Steelers run their stuff. You know, the Patriots, it probably benefit them because, you know, they know how to plan and handle stuff. And the injuries is going to play a part in this too. I don't think it's as big a deal as a lot of people are making it out to be. Plus, you're going to add more roster spots.
But Brandon brings up a good point. What if, like, you're doing this and, you know, you gotta sit your quarterback? What if your backup ain't that great? You gotta sit your quarterback for two games because of this rule, and you need those two games
What? The second that I don't care who it is, what backup you have in all 32 teams, the second he loses you a game, you will be livid.
Yes.
You will be cursing this new game format. Until the day is dead.
If everybody is dealing with the same thing, I mean, everybody's still technically on the same playing field. Everybody has the same rules.
There's nothing unfair about it.
I'm not really saying
everybody's doing it. So,
it may not be unfair, but what if your games? I don't know. Sometimes the games ain't going to line up the way you want them to. You're not going to be able to sit everybody against the cupcake teams. You might have to sit some of your elite players versus a division team that you need to beat.
I think I'm with Josh.
You can't sit everybody at once, guys.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that it makes it more compelling. You have to, you know, you have to have some strategy.
Yeah, I agree.
And sometimes it's not going to work out, and that makes the season even more compelling.
Not if your team blows your season because they had to put in Josh Dobbs, and I like Dobbs.
But I'm not talking about just my team. I'm talking about the whole.
Well, the NFL is a whole,
man.
That's how I feel, though. Right? If my team, I'm a Packers fan, they have to sit Aaron Rodgers and they're playing a game that might elevate them in a position to get a couple games ahead in the division, and they got to throw out, I don't even know who their backup is right now, but whoever it is,
Matt Flynn?
Joe Schmo. That would piss me off. I'm not saying you, I'm saying it'd piss me off.
Chance, that's the thing. That's where I'm with you is that I don't care about Seattle fans, San Francisco fans, Arizona fans. I don't care about any of their fan bases. If Cooper Rush loses my Cowboys a game, I'm going to be so ticked at this rule. I don't care if other teams in the league, that's happening to them. I want to see quality football all the time.
Is it any different, though, than if Dak Prescott loses you the game?
Yeah,
would you
because,
be any less mad?
Because he's your starter and he's your franchise quarterback.
At least
it's a lot
we know
different.
Then, you know, well,
I'd like to know the percentage of starters who play all 16 games and don't have to miss a game. I would say now in today's NFL, it's rare that a starter makes, you know, every start all year.
Yeah, that is true.
No, you're absolutely.
So,
but
to me, if I'm a player, I'm looking at this and saying, you know, I'm playing 16 games. I'm going to get an extra bye week through the year. You know, it may help me, you know. And if I'm the NFL, I'm looking at it saying, hey, it's a chance for more revenue. To me,
really,
the fans more a value for what they're already spending, paying for four preseason games that are truly meaningless, that I'm already setting my best players at, that they're already required to pay full price to come see. I mean, it's a ground ball to me. I don't get why everybody's against it. Seems like an easy decision. But anyway, Oric, I hope you're enjoying watching the Bravos. We're 4-0 on this road stretch and 8 of the last 9. Y'all hang in there. Take care.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Josh.
Appreciate it, Josh.
And that conversation, that got me fired up.
I don't appreciate Josh's jab at the Mets.
Like, I understand what he's saying, but like, all right, so if you play all 16 games and you're a person that normally plays 16 games, you're getting your bye week, and then, I mean, you're getting these extra 2 weeks, but I don't know, you're still playing 16 weeks on your body.
Look,
I don't know.
If Rodgers, Luck, Prescott, Mariota, if any of them go down with an injury, they're missing 4 games, and you lose those games or you're having trouble, it's like, well, that's just an injury. Right, we've dealt with that forever in whatever sport you're talking about. Heck, in your own life, sometimes you twist an ankle, right? But if we're losing a game because the NFL is making us, forcing us to sit a player, I think that's a completely different conversation that sucks in the moment. Nonetheless, that conversation gets me fired up. Maybe we might revisit it. If you have an opinion like T-Carp or like Josh on this topic, or like Phil going back to Tennessee sports, go ahead and give us a call, 865-546-8200. Opening drive coming up next. This is The Blitz, Fan Run Radio.
Congratulations to Volunteer Vodka.
If you want to get in the discussion on the NFL going to 18 games, you can give us a call on the Next Door Home Group phone lines. That's right, Next Door phone lines. Our call in number 865-546-8200 if you want to jump on with us today. Eli Corm of Next Door Home Group with Keller Williams. Their slogan, guys, is no gimmicks, just results. Top 5% of realtors in the Knoxville market for the past 4 years. They get the job with money left in your pocket, and Eli Corm has a top-notch team. Visit nextdoorhomes.com today or call 865-233-9461. That's 865-233-9461 or visit nextdoorhomes.com. Yeah, man, interesting discussion with Josh, with T-Carp. Didn't really know how people get so fired up about the 16 to 18 games.
I didn't expect myself to get fired up about this, but here we all are.
Yeah, Josh gets you fired up like that. He really he knows how to really move the needle, but I think it's time for the opening drive.
That's right. I missed this. I missed.
Did you miss it?
I missed my opening drive.
We
missed
you.
Music.
We missed you, Rick.
First down. The American Century Championship in the Celebrity Golf Tournament at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course preceding the Open, which starts this week. Did you guys watch any of this? Did you even know this was going on? Because this was a lot of fun.
I saw a little bit of it. I saw the highlights of Steph Curry doing some doing some trick stuff.
Your boy was in it. Chance, Aaron Rodgers had a good. He had, you know, the very beautiful Danica Patrick out there with him.
Of course, of course.
Rodgers was in it, Steph Curry, Dell Curry. But the winner, celebrating his second of back-to-back championships, is one Tony Romo. Now, I feel like it's kind of unfair for Romo to be in this. He's competed in, like, real golf tournaments. But this event, I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't know anything about it. This is something that I will tune into annually because this was actually a lot of fun to watch. They did some fun gimmicks and stuff with it as well.
Yeah, I liked it. Those guys, surprisingly enough, a lot of those guys are really good at golf. Steph Curry is really good.
Absolutely.
If he probably practiced enough, he could probably get his tour card or something like that. Him, Tony Romo, he shot very well again, didn't he, recently?
Yeah, he was almost the champion.
Oh, okay. He's almost actually gotten a tour card in years past.
Yeah, I know he's competed on a couple of, you know, maybe some of the lower tier courses. I know he competed at the Byron Nelson maybe a couple of years ago. But they were making a joke, you know, the winner of the tournament gets an automatic seat in the CBS broadcasting booth. So Tony Romo wins that. You will see him in the booth again. Second down. 2 bits of NBA news for you. I'm just going to combine them into one. The Warriors general manager, despite rumors that came out from, I believe it was the New York Times, It was Mark Stein was reporting that the Warriors had acquired D'Angelo Russell, the point guard from the Brooklyn Nets, just to flip him down the road. Now, the Warriors general manager, Bob Myers, said that his team did not acquire the all-star point guard just to flip him in a different deal. So,
interesting enough. Keeping deloading?
Yeah. I know it's been written and speculated. That's fine. That's what everyone's job is to do. We didn't sign him with the intention of just trading him. We haven't even seen him play in our uniform yet, and a lot of people have us already trading him. That's not how we're viewing it. Let's see what we have. Let's see what he is. Let's see how he fits.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of speculation out there. We've talked about it before that he was trade bait. I thought that was a little weird. One, he's a player that kind of already he's recognizing his ability somewhat. He's seeing the game. It's coming to him more. He's doing a great job in Brooklyn. You hate to see that, you know, he had to get bumped out of there, but you got to go with Kyrie instead of him, I guess. But Russell, I mean, pretty good point guard. He could start on majority of the teams in the league.
Yeah.
Brandon, you're smirking over there.
I got a communique from Bear.
What?
He says that Rick, you only like the golf tournament because it's the only time that Romo ever won anything.
Oh, Bear, why you do him like that? That's not nice.
Ooh.
At least
you didn't even got a comeback for that.
Okay. At least my players have won something, unlike the Redskins anytime.
The Washington racial slurs.
Yeah, the Washington racial slurs. So at least my players move on to different things and can and at least win those championships. Where's coveted RG3? Is Adrian Peterson doing anything right now? Are they ever gonna do anything?
Wow.
Hey,
the Redskins.
Tell him, Rick, if you come at
oh
the King,
my God.
You best not miss.
Look, here's the difference between the Cowboys and the Redskins.
Tell
Neither
him,
of
Rick.
Us have really won anything in the last decade, but at least our players
tell
go
him,
on to do something with their careers afterwards, in the booth, on the golf course. Doesn't matter.
Tell him, Rick.
Get out of here with Washington. Part two of the NBA news. Sticking with
Rick said he can't believe you interrupted his opening drop for that nonsense.
The woes of Dallas is that Mark Cuban has been fined $50,000 for apparently leaking what happened in the Board of Governors meeting to a reporter. What an idiot. What an idiot, Mark Cuban. They had this airtight sealed meeting between all the owners in the Board of Governors meeting, and Mark Cuban just turns around to a reporter. Hey, check this out.
So who flipped on him?
He admitted it. Apparently the Sacramento Kings.
He flipped on himself?
The Sacramento Kings owner. His name is Vivek Ranadive.
Ranadive. Another international player.
That's right. Vivek. Was that right? Ranadive?
Yeah.
God,
you got that right, man.
Yeah,
good job, Rick.
He basically, he kind of stood up in this meeting and was like, yo, I smell something fishy. And Cuban goes, yep, I leaked information. And everyone was like, well, what the heck, dude? So, Mark Cuban, weird guy. Third down.
A little weird.
The NBA 2K rankings have been released. Gentlemen, I make sure that you guys had not seen these yet. Can you guess the top five in order?
In order?
I think I can.
Okay.
I don't know if I can in order.
Number one.
Gaps where you see it.
Number one's got to be Kawhi or Giannis.
No.
Really? Or is it... Number one player?
It's still the King.
It's still LeBron.
Still the King.
Okay, okay.
97 overall.
Still giving it to LeBron. After LeBron, go Giannis?
No.
I'm going to say Steph.
No.
It's Kawhi.
Yes, you're right.
Giannis
and
is
then,
third.
Yes, and
Giannis
then you can go Giannis.
I knew he had to be. Fourth best player in the game.
This one's interesting.
KD.
Yes.
Fifth best player in the game. Yes, Steph.
Steph is six.
Number five, Brandon. AD, Anthony Davis.
Davis is seven.
Yeah.
This individual just received a new teammate.
I don't know. That could be literally anybody in the NBA.
Whoa.
As many guys switch teams.
That was enough of a hint for Chance. I see the gears turning.
I mean,
he just received a new teammate.
He just received one.
Just received a new teammate.
He didn't go anywhere. Yes. Good job, James Harden.
That rounds out your top five.
The
LeBron,
beard.
Leonard, Antetokounmpo, Durant, Harden.
Goes to show you that the king stays the king for now. I mean, I can see that.
I mean, him and Kawhi are both a 97 overall, but it says here the 2K20 account tweeted out both a 97 overall, but LeBron has a slight edge on Kawhi in the initial 2K20 ratings.
Yeah, I thought it would have been either the two or Giannis. I mean, Giannis being the MVP. He says he's only at 60%. Did you see that?
Who?
In an interview after, he won the MVP award, I think he sat down with somebody at ESPN. He says he's only reached 60% of his potential. Giannis Antetokounmpo says he can be even better.
Yeah. So, fourth down. This actually got brought up earlier than we thought, so I'm just going to kind of hit this and then we'll move on because some interesting tweets came down the wire that I would like to share. But, Chance, you mentioned it earlier. Congratulations. The Vols go 4-for-4 on players signing in the association. Everybody has now found their home. An NBA season can begin with, I think, what will be a lot more excitement and certainly a widespread love for a couple of different teams. Grant signs with the Celtics, Admiral to the Wizards, Bone to the Pistons, and now Kyle Alexander to the Miami Heat.
Yeah, Jordan Bone, his exact tweet, let's say he took to Twitter, all my brothers and I have signed our first NBA contracts. I'm so proud of y'all boys, man. Damn, look at God. This is just the start, though. Fantastic. Hashtag Fantastic Four.
Things you love to see.
Yeah, filed that under things we love to see.
So real quick, I wanted to jump into, actually, let's go ahead and take a break. The opening drive is done. That is it. Love the opening drive. Coming back on the other side of the break to close out hour number one, I want to read you guys a couple of these tweets that have come through the wire in the last couple of minutes. We'll close out the NFL conversation with this. And then starting with hour number two, we will jump into all things Tennessee news, get into media day coverage, get into state of the program for both basketball and football. We'll see you right here back after the commercial break. This is The Blitz. Back here on The Blitz, 10:51 a.m. Okay, wrapping up this NFL conversation that really lasted much longer than I anticipated it to, but nonetheless, I love it. A couple of interesting points came down through Twitter. Now, if you'd like to get your voice heard across Twitter, go ahead and tweet us. @_ChanceCollins, @BrandonOrick, and @Rick_Butler. So here are three interesting ideas that came into us. Number one, this one comes from Donovan. I think 18 games is great if you take two preseason games and turn them into regular season games so that they mean more. But the 16-game rule, in my opinion, is just so that they don't have to renegotiate all these players' contracts who have signed on to play 16. Fair point. Then our own Billy Williford, you can hear him 7 to 10 a.m. on 3 and Out. He says, if the NFL goes to an 18-game schedule, forget the rule of sitting out players. Just extend the season to start at the beginning of August and give an extra bye week. I love that idea.
I think that's key. I don't think you'll ever get anybody behind. I mean, the conversation that we were having with Josh, throwing it out there where you theoretically you kind of have to play the strategy game, it sounds interesting. But when you actually go through with it, it's probably not going to be a good
idea. It's going to be more of a headache. I love the idea, though, that Billy presents of an extra bye week. We all understand that the bye week is great. And honestly, the bye week is something to look forward to, because your team is getting fully rested. That next game, you expect them to come out good. You hope a good game falls behind the bye week. I think that's a great idea. Last but not least, and this might be the most interesting point, Total Vols Move tweets in and says, if more football always equaled better, then the AAF would have been a success. Now, I know there's nuanced parts to that, to that topic. But at its core, that tweet sums it up perfectly. Because look, Blaine Gabbert, Cooper Rush, and 95% of the other backup quarterbacks in the league are not compelling entertainment. And I get that you still have good players around them, but they are just, I really believe, a couple steps above what the AAF was. People did not tune into the AAF. But it was more football, but it was still high-level football. You still had former NFL players, guys who could make the NFL, guys who did make the NFL. So don't tell me that the talent wasn't good enough. It's just that it wasn't compelling.
I do think, though, that what you have with this that you don't get with the XFL or the AAF is you already have an attachment to these teams. You already have teams that are in place that you either like or you dislike, that you can pull for or that you root against. And you don't – I think that's part of the problem with the XFL and the AAF. It's hard to care about these teams.
Sure.
Like, if you see, yeah, I don't know, Memphis and Atlanta playing in the AAF, does anybody really care?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
No, but if it's the same quality, but you have NFL teams.
I think people are still not. I mean, like, maybe they're going to tune in for more football. I just still believe in the fact that, I don't know, you tend to water it down. Like, we're talking about stretching games how far now then? Talking about a Super Bowl in March? Like as far as, like, how would that push it back? Well, Super Bowl already now is, what, the first or second week of February. So we're talking, like we'd have to, like, push it back if we're adding more games.
I mean, you either push it back or you push the start of the season back or you move it up.
Do you want to see the season start in July? I mean, like, I don't know. I guess, for a lot of fans, I guess they're going to want to like it. I just don't think the players are ever going to agree to this because – think about they would never really have a break. It'd be, I mean, it's already 365 now with the way that the NFL's covered and how they've stretched everything out. But, like, the players would probably hardly ever have a break.
I don't know if you'll see it. I don't know if
players are never going
to
go for it.
I don't know if you'll see it ever agreed to unless they increase the pay.
It had to be significant. And they don't even have guaranteed contracts in the NFL.
Yeah, and then you're dealing with all the, you know, the cap issues. So you're already paying your quarterbacks and your defensive ends. Loot absolutely insane money.
And you want these guys.
And now you're going to have to boost it up even more. Now they're going to be taking up 65, 70% of your team's total cap.
And you want these guys to play 18 games or be a part of an 18-game season when they don't have guaranteed contracts? I just don't see how they'd be stupid if they agreed to it.
Yeah. Guys, good news. Chance the Snapper, the Gator in Chicago, has been caught.
Nice.
If you guys had heard about that story.
He was running amok.
He was on the loose. Chance the Snapper. A great nickname.
I like
that right there, hour number one. Don't go anywhere, though. We got a great hour two coming up. You are listening to The Blitz on Fox Sports Knoxville.